Elliot Friedman, Insider Hockey Night in Canada, NHL on Sportsnet, and of course the host of the 31 Thoughts podcast. Good morning, Elliot.
You know, good morning, and Greg, that whole conversation you guys were just having, every time you opened your mouth, all I heard was Sweet Caroline. I thought
see what you started
last night when it came on.
I hope. Well, can you help? I mean, you have a tremendous sphere of influence in the arena DJing community. I feel like
yes. With one comment, I could change everything, but I don't like to get involved.
I know.
I understand. But the lyrics, you know, really, bad times never felt so bad.
Oh my God, somebody
sings something different, you know?
No. Let's go.
Well, you can't deny that they're talking the truth, I guess.
No. Let's go upstairs before we go to the ice. Lou Lamoriello, 75-year-old Lou Lamoriello, Hockey Hall of Famer Lou Lamoriello. Does this series have, I think it does for fans. I do. Is there any impact whatsoever? Especially when you hear about, you know, flirts here and flirts there with Kyle Dubas from other organizations. Is there any influence on what Lou Lamoriello's role is this year if they go rather meekly Saturday night and are out in five games?
No, it's a great question. It's something we were talking about actually amongst ourselves the other day. You know, what happens if this ends in five games? And, you know, Brendan Shanahan maintains that he has not made his final decision and he will do it after the season. You know, if they go out tomorrow night, has it changed? I mean, you know, we've speculated that, you know, he actually has 2 years left on his deal at a different position. I know there are people who believe the decision has been made, that they will make a change. I don't know if I buy that. I think that Shanahan has always reserved the right to wait until the last minute. You know, I've had people who tell me that, you know, a five-game series loss, as rough as this one would be, would mean that you stay the course and you do this again, because they would feel that this year would be an aberration, not a true picture of how good they can be. And I've had other people who say that a five-game loss means you go in a different direction. You know, I think one thing that's true is that Shanahan is keeping us all guessing. And I think that's just the way he likes it. I find it very difficult to read this one way or another. But I did personally think at one point during the year that they were going to come back status quo for another year. But I had people who disagreed with me, you know, other media people and sources and things like that.
All right. So as we move on to the ice, there's some opinions that haven't changed. The Leafs need a defenseman. The forwards, the kids are coming. They're going to be really good. Now, the goaltender, you can get different opinions on this. Some people will tell you, man, he deserved to be a candidate for Vezina this year. And then you get, well, he's good, but he's not one of the 10 best goaltenders in the NHL. You're going to need him to be one of those guys going forward. What's the perception on him right now?
I don't think this has been a great playoff for him. He, you know, I do think he had a great year. I do think he's a really good goalie with a chance to be a franchise goalie. You know, but the end of the season wasn't a great finish for him. And now in the playoffs, it hasn't been great for him. Like last night to me, Tuukka Rask, he projected a confidence. You know, he came on the ice and he's like, yeah, I know we don't have Bergeron tonight. And I know you guys think you're going to win. You're not winning. You know, like, it's just not happening. I'm going to prevent you from doing this. And, you know, I was listening to the post-game interview with Kyle. And, you know, Rask is a really good guy. He doesn't normally say much. In that interview on the bench, he was pretty animated for how he is doing interviews. And that said to me that guy was wired in there last night. Like, he knew he had to be great, and he delivered it. You know, Anderson has been good a lot, but in the playoffs, you know, he had a decent game the other night with a couple of rough goals, but I really thought he battled his way through game three, which is important. Goalies have to do that. But last night when Rask just said, I'm winning this game tonight, you know, that's the standard that Anderson has to get to game in and game out.
You know who I think he is? And I'm not sure he's this good, but I always used to say this about Evgeny Nabokov. I'd always look at that guy and go, really good goalie. Like, you're not getting rid of him. He's too good to get rid of. But Elliot, the Ron Wilson Sharks, the other Sharks, I never ever saw them, and I never saw him as a goalie that I'd visualize winning 12 games, let alone 16. I'll give you five goalies in a row he lost to in the playoffs, and you'll get this. Patrick Waugh, Mika Kiprusoff, Dwayne Rolison in that great Oilers 06 year, Dominic Hasek and Marty Turco. Now, there's three Hall of Famers there, but there's two Hall of Famers. Then there's Kiprusoff. Dwayne Rolison was fantastic that year. Turco was great in 08. But you're going, of course Nabokov's going to lose those series to those goalies. That's what I feel like with Anderson, that he's going to be in that middle ground, but you're never going to say that he's the better goalie by far in a series. And those are hard to find, admittedly, but that's why you don't change it. They're married to him for the next 3 years.
Yeah, well, you know, and they've given him a contract, too. I think that's the bigger thing. I think it's too soon for that, Greg. I think the guy still has more. I think he's really come on a lot in Toronto. It's funny, when he got traded here from Anaheim, the knock on him was he can't close. He can get you there, but he can't get you to the next level. And, you know, but the thing is, if they go out in four, I mean, heck, even if they go out in seven, how many guys on this roster are going to have that? Like, half the roster is going to have that.
Yes.
People are questioning Matthews now after last night. I just heard you talking about Nylander. There's a lot of questions about him right now.
But I think the Matthews questions, it reminds me of, okay, Joe Sakic, Steve Yzerman, Mike Modano, guys that just, they couldn't get through that first half decade of playoffs early on, right? And silly now in retrospect, right?
Well, hold on. But in retrospect, yeah, but you can only look in the moment. Like, how many guys for Toronto right now would you say are exceeding your expectations?
Mitch Marner, Patrick Marleau. I really like Riley's last two games. I didn't like his first two.
Yeah, I like Riley. I mean, Marner to me is the only one you can absolutely say slam dunk. And you know who else? You know, I think Kapanen's been pretty good, although he was quiet last night. I think he's been pretty good. But other than that, and I agree with you on Riley. I like that. He's fought his way out of a real tough place to start this series. But generally, I mean, you know, hey, like last year, that was gravy. This year, you know, the way this series started and the way it's going right now, like, it's just, like, I always ask myself, what don't I know, okay? When there's something going on, what don't I know? I'm watching Matthews right now, and I'm saying to myself, what don't I know? Is he still hurt? Is there something lingering? You know, is something going on? Like, he just doesn't look right for some reason. And, you know, I think there's something to be said. You know, a guy plays really hard and they lose and you say, hey, you know what? They lost, but that guy really gave it his all. I'm just watching him right now and I'm like, that guy is a great player, a franchise player, but there's something that's not right now, and I don't know what it is.
Our hockey insider, Elliot Friedman, the good Elliot. If you were the bad Elliot and you asked yourself, what don't I know, you would be here for the rest of your life.
You're having a good playoff. It's Brian Elliott you're thinking of. Of the three of you guys, Brian Elliott's having the toughest past 10 days.
Elliot Friedman, thank you. We'll be watching. Keep up the good work.
All right, guys. Have a great day.